free show tonight in Auburn, DeKalb County Free Fall Fair. The guy that's doing this on stage free, Mr. Cole Swindell.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Good morning.
What's up? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We are doing great, man. You're on fire.
Man, I'm very fortunate. I know that. This is some crazy stuff this past year.
Chillin' It's, of course, the new single, which is doing very well right now. I Hope You Get Lonely Tonight. Just kind of some bitter feelings. No, that's really not what the song is all about. But, you know, people have that assumption when they hear, I hope you get, whoa, geez, what a jerk. But that's not what it's about at all, is it?
Yeah, no, it's just about somebody, you know, that you hope misses you the same way you miss them. It just happens to be at night, you know? Yeah.
Not only that, but your performances, but talking about the writing skills too, man. You want to name drop Roller Coaster, give me some of that, Thomas Rhett, and This Is How We Roll. I mean, what's more important to you, the writing or the actual singing?
Man, it's all, you know, it's hard to say. It's all important to me, but, you know, now that my artist career's taken off, I mean, that's what I'm 100% focused on. I was, you know, so thankful that I wrote songs for years, you know, trying to get other artists to record them. And finally I did. It just so happens that they're all coming out the same time my singles are out. And it's just, I'm just trying to enjoy it, man, because I'll probably have to start holding on to to my songs from now on. So
what you're saying is your songs are doing well, the songs you write are doing well. So what he's trying to say, dude, is he's buying everybody corn dogs in Auburn tonight at the DeKalb County Free Fall Fair.
Hey. Yeah, corn dogs on me. Yeah,
dude, you should not have said that, because seriously, people take you up on the free corn dogs.
Oh, God. Well, I'll buy y'all corn dogs. How about that?
Cole Swindell is our special guest here on the Dan and Dude Show. Free Fall Fair tonight in Auburn. It is absolutely free, so just show up in downtown Auburn and grab a seat or standing room only, whatever there decides to be, because we have a feeling it is going to be just packed.
Well, man, hey, we're hope everybody comes out. We've been looking forward to this one, and it's just good to be able to play my music for new fans. So I appreciate y'all having me in your town.
Congratulations, by the way, on the Best New Artist nod for the CMAs.
Oh, y'all, thank you so much, man. That is, I don't even know what, that's some crazy stuff. I've been just pinching myself and just can't believe I'm nominated. There's so many great artists out there that you know, could have been in there, and I'm just thankful I'm one of them.
So you practice your acceptance speech already? Because Dan said you're getting pretty cocky on the phone earlier.
No, I am not. I don't even, that's going to be a crazy, just, I think the only thing I've ever been nominated for was a CMT award, and just when they were reading off the names, just how that feeling, man, that's a, nerve-wracking feeling, so, but I'm just glad to be in the category, you know, I wish everybody luck.
Talking about the early days, I mean, do you still hear that, hey, he's the guy that sold shirts for Luke Bryan, do you still get some of that, too?
Pretty much what I do interviews about every day. I hear that. I hear that quite a bit, man. But the thing is about it is I was always worried about not having a story. You know, I didn't grow up singing since I was 5 years old and all that. And it's just crazy. My story is pretty, it's just pretty weird in itself, just the way I sold T-shirts for him. Now I'm on tour with him. But, you know, I don't think I would be here without traveling the country like that. Luke giving me my first job and just the influence he's been on me and my music and everything. So it's I am very thankful for that flinging T-shirt gig I had.
All right, Cole, one more question. If the music career, for some reason, doesn't pan out the way you think
what?
It was going to.
You don't say that to somebody?
No, I got a direction I'm going here. Now, I know your real name is Cold and Rainy. I'm guessing your parents are probably, like, big weather people or something, or what?
No, I'm actually, my family name is Rainy, and Colden was my granddad's name. That was his name, Colden Rainey. I'm just named after my granddad. But that's a funny thing. It definitely sounds like I could be some sort of weatherman.
Maybe
I can read the weather with you guys, and I can just join the show.
If you would have written Sunny in 75, how cool would that have been to say, here's Colden Rainey with Sunny in 75?
I'd have been buying everybody corn dogs for real if I'd have wrote that.
Well, Cole, man, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. Auburn, the Free Fall Fair. Everybody come out. It's absolutely free, and you're going to see one of the nice guys and one of the most talented guys in country music.
Well, I look forward to hanging out with you guys, and thank you all so much for all the support and the time, man.
Well, seeing as you want to be a weatherman, go ahead and give us a forecast for the show.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful night. A slight chance of brought to you by beer with a 100% chance of chilling it.
Look at you. Wow, you've done this before.
Yeah, no, I really haven't, but that sounds like a good forecast to me. That's my dream forecast for tonight.